Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Let me tell you a little bit about Bet Online. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at Bet Online. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's Bet Online. Head to the website right now, use your mobile device, sign up, get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's Believe, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And it's not something comfortable to talk about, like your sexual function or your sexual performance. But don't sell yourself short. It is important. But you know what else is kind of important? Not being totally embarrassed by going to a pharmacy or having to deal with a doctor when you're talking about prescriptions with some of these drugs to help you perform up to snuff in the bedroom. That's where Blue Chew comes in, okay? It is the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis at a fraction of the price. And the best part is you don't have to deal with anybody. It comes right to your door. You're never, ever going to be as happy as you are now to see the postman coming when you know that the package for your package is right there. All thanks to Blue Chew. Do yourself a favor. Head to bluechew.com. Use the promo code LIKES. Get your first month for free and see what I'm talking about, because you deserve to have the best sex of your life. And thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring this podcast.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. I am Mikey who likes. You're you who is liked.
See how that fucking works?
On today's show, we're going to talk about some odds and ends. I have some interesting fitness things to go over. I have some rather useful information, I think. And I also have some personal stuff that I want to just get off my chest, that I want to provide to you. I want to take it off my chest, put it on your chest. First things first, thank you to Bet Online. Thank you to Believe for making this podcast a thing. Thank you to Blue Chew. And of course, if you're interested in the greatest health and fitness podcast in the world and you want some extra help, some extra special help, there's only one place to turn: my Patreon. Because I want your money, but I want to earn it. I do. There's three different tiers of patronage, and I try to provide a lot of value to every single tier. Top tier being that I am your personal trainer. I can help you and design programs and work on things as you progress, as you maybe regress, as your life changes, as the circumstances around what you're doing change. You know, maybe you have a new kid. Maybe you have a new job. Maybe you have... you lost your job. As things go, as things progress, different stress in your life, different stimulus is added or taken away. Things have to, you know, live and breathe. That's what a real training program, what a real nutrition program, that's what it means. And that's where I think a lot of the kind of like plug and play personal trainer online stuff falls short. So yeah, it's an available thing for you. Plus there's live AMAs. There is bonus pods. There is articles, blog posts, studies, all the stuff that I find interesting and I think that you might find interesting. It's all available there at my Patreon. So go ahead and check it out. There will be, I hear birds. There will be a link in my show notes below. And if you're interested in the greatest nutritional supplements on the planet, First Detachment makes them. Use code MIKE10. Get yourself some of the Go Pills. That is a game changer when it comes to fat loss. Bloat elimination, energy, focus, and fat loss. Honestly, the Go Pills, they're really fantastic. So check them out. All right. I will put another link in the show notes below for First Detachment stuff. Kabuyaka. All right, so first things first. I saw a thing on that there interweb about health and fitness and pumping iron bodybuilding. And this kid, I don't know his name, and I don't really care because I'm going to get negative and I don't want to, unless I think there's value into putting someone on blast, like saying, like, this guy or this gal is absolutely a charlatan or is dangerous. Watch out for him. I don't think this kid's dangerous. I just think, you know, he's probably making money, and he does have a great physique, and he's young, and he's misguided, okay? And he does put out good information, but this piece that I saw, which is commonly coming out right now, because of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Netflix documentary, a lot of people are commenting about, like, Arnold stuff in the bodybuilding world, in the physique world, okay? So here's a little piece of what I saw from this kid.
I'm just saying, people back in the day just didn't have access to the information we do now, so obviously they're not going to know what works best. Arnold was a fantastic bodybuilder and he trained incredibly hard, and I think all of us can learn something from his mentality, but you have to remember he trained 50 years ago when people still thought cigarettes were harmless and asbestos was just a cheap building material. So yes, it is safe to say I do know more than Arnold because thankfully I have access to much more accurate information. Again, I'm not saying I'm a genius, it's just, as a rule of thumb, if you're watching something in black and white, take everything they say with a grain of salt.
Now, look. This speaks to a larger problem. Okay? I do think we should acknowledge and recognize that as time goes on, as technology gets better, as people's ability to research and fine-tune what they're researching gets a little bit more narrow, obviously information comes up. But when we're talking about health and fitness and sports performance, 99% of it is fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit. And a lot of times the newfangled ideas that come out are just recycled old ideas. Like, I don't know, intermittent fasting, like ketogenic diets, like organs, desiccated organ pills, like full body programs, like compound movement focus, like high volume or high intensity, like carb cycling. You just go down the list. Go down the list of stuff that will come out and will cycle through the health and fitness zeitgeist, right? And become this new hip thing. And it goes about every 3 to 4 years. And someone will come up to me, some normal person who is not obsessive and geeky about this shit, will come up to me and be like, hey, dude, have you heard of paleo? And I'll be like, what the fuck? Have you? Dude, I have been taking liver pills. It's like a real nature's multivitamin. I'd be like, oh, you mean like Vince Gironda was giving to all of his clients and taking in 1948? Fuckwad, suck my balls. Like ketogenic diets and carb cycling? You mean like Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale was doing in 1978? And Perillo was doing with all his clients to get shredded, giving him MCT oil in 1983, and Vince Gironda again doing to professional bodybuilders in the 50s. Eat me. Suck my balls. And to say, oh, well, let's not take information from Arnold Schwarzenegger because back then things were in black and white and people thought asbestos was good to build with. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of misinformation. You know what? In 2011, a lot of fucking gym bros thought it was a great idea to take their nitrous oxide pump before they go in and get their training on. It's all worthless. Every fucking generation has their worthless nonsense, fucking bullshit. And we're engaging in it right now, probably. And in 10 years, there's going to be a handful of shit where we all go, oh, yeah, that seems kind of worthless. And we were all obsessive about it. Tell me more about your curcumin Okay, right? We needed to take all this turmeric because that was destroying the inflammation. Suck my balls. It's all worthless. And flaxseed oil, right? Flaxseed oil was a good one about 15 years ago. Everybody's like, this is the best for... Well, no, it's actually not. I mean, yes, there are omega-3s in it, but they aren't digested by the human system. So take my balls and just... Okay, stop with this oil. What is old? It's just useless, man. It's useless. Those are black and white days, man. They were racist back then, so they obviously didn't know what they were talking about. They eat me. If you want to get super jacked, like Arnold was super jacked in 1976 through 1983, like that level of jacked, regardless of if you're using performance-enhancing drugs or not, that super high volume approach is pretty much the best way to go about it. And you could have read that from Mel Siff in Super Training 45 years ago, and not much is trained. And someone will come along and put a new title on it and make you think, 22-year-old dude and 19-year-old girl who's shredded, you know, it will make you think that you're doing something newfangled and something cutting edge. The reality is people just put new names on shit. And what works has always worked, and what works will work in the future. And it's usually just derivatives of the same old bullcrap. So eat me. Thank you. Next thing. I really want people to understand something because, look, I had a lot of confusion about this for a long time. I got an email from a Patreon client, top-tier client, just like earlier today. And he was saying that he's gotten into playing in a volleyball league, right? And he loves it. And he wants to know if there's any way we can alter his training to better suit him being, you know, improving his skills. Pardon me, at volleyball. And my answer was, yes, there is. But understand that when you start getting more and more into specificity, you start to detract away from whatever it is you initially had to be your specific goal. Okay? That was maybe not the best way of wording it. Let me put it this way. Whatever it is that you want to achieve when it comes to fitness and training and nutrition, understand that to get good at that, to get excellent results at that, comes at the expense of other things. Okay? What you would need to become excellent, a high-level volleyball player, would be counteracting anything that the energy and the focus that you would have to put into getting a beautiful physique. Okay? Exercise is not a monolithic thing. Training is not monolithic. It is not just if I sweat, if I get my heart rate up, if I do something where I'm moving, I will get all results. I'm improving my ability to develop my VO2 max. I'm improving my ability to grow big muscles. I'm improving my ability to lose body fat by doing any form of movement. No. Any form of movement has its very specific kind of desired result, and any form of stimulus will give any type of result. Okay? It is unique to that. There is crossover to certain things, but to get good at any of the specific skills or specific abilities, you must focus on it. And focus on that takes energy, and it takes focus, and it takes energy systems contributing to doing so. So you can't be kind of this jack of all trades. That is one of my biggest complaints about CrossFit. If you want to lose body fat, that is going to come at the expense of you competing in powerlifting or getting excellent at it, right? You can get stronger as you lose body fat. You can, but if you want to really, if your main goal is to become competitive at powerlifting, you can't be worrying about your abs. And if your main goal is to develop 25-inch arms, you can't be worried about longevity. Okay? Because someone who's, you know, intermittent fasting or going 2 days a week without eating anything and just doing water fast, as beneficial as that may be for your long-term health, for, you know, internal organ function, you'll never be Mr. Olympia. But Mr. Olympia, probably not going to live to 100. You understand what I'm saying? There is specificity to it. Here is a great clip of my friend and a wealth of knowledge when it comes to sports performance. His name is Nick Curson. He runs Speed of Sport in Southern California. And he trains some of the greatest athletes in the world to be better at their sport. Here he is with Jackie Bunton, Muay Thai fighter, doing some plyometric push-ups, okay? Check it out.
So to the average person, this might not look like a push-up, and that's fine because, look, plyometrics are about ground contact time and how quickly you can get off the ground. The problem is you guys start doing plyometric push-ups, we all do it, and you go too deep. The deeper you go, the longer the contact time on the ground is going to be. So what you need to do is find the sweet spot. You need to find the joint angle where you can get off the ground and keep it under 0.15 seconds. That's the key to plyometrics, right? 0.15 seconds. Again, trying to keep the contact time on the ground here as quick as possible, see? Plyometrics are about building reflexes, not building, you know, not hypertrophy training. This is about enhancing your reflexes and your ability to react quickly.
Now, why did I show you that clip? It's because I want you to understand the specificity of it. Plyometric work. A push-up is a very understandable, very easy to understand, kind of reasonable, very generic exercise, right? That all of us can kind of understand, the push-up. And the push-up is a great exercise to develop overall strength and for working hypertrophy in the front delts, the triceps, and the chest. Doing a plyometric push-up to become a better athlete, to increase reaction time, to increase neural function, is not going to get you fuck all for getting jacked. Doing push-ups to become more jacked, adding more and more weight, slowing down the negative and going full range of motion is probably not going to help much at all in the long run to having you duck back and throw a right cross. It is not increasing the neurological firing that's going on here, and it's not increasing that kind of reactive time, that speed of the movement, which a plyometric movement is going to do. They are two totally different things. And people, a lot of people, understandably have this idea. It's like, well, if I go to my boxing class, I'm going to look like, you know, Michael B. Jordan in Creed. Well, it's not true at all. It's not true at all. It can, in fact, take away from your ability to devote that time and that energy into what you need to be doing in order to look like Michael B. Jordan in Creed. Okay? Training, stimulus that comes from training, how you eat in order to achieve certain goals are very narrow and very specific. There is ways that you can get little bits and pieces of crossover into different areas, but none of them, it's just like video games, okay? If you're going to play these role-playing games or you're going to play these like first-person action games, you have like the areas that you can build up, you know, your different like levels that you can build up in your strength and your speed, your energy, your, you know, how many, whatever, like different types of armors. I'm not a big gamer, but I understand you, right? You can allocate different things into different areas so that you could build up your character to be more dominant, right? But the more and more that you put into certain areas, the more and more it takes away from your ability to put into others, okay? And when it comes to having high levels of endurance, high levels of body fat loss, high levels of muscle gain, high levels of strength, high levels of power, high levels of skill training when it comes to sports, they all, the more that you put into each category, the more it takes away from your ability to put into the other. So I think it's very important that A, you make that understand, you kind of get that through your head, that if you want to be a black belt in jiu-jitsu in 2 years, there's going to be some takeaway from that when it comes to how you can look amazing in summer. It's not just a matter of like, well, I sweat a lot when I roll, therefore I'm getting my physique's looking better. No, you sweat a shit ton when you roll because it's super hard. And because it's so hard, it takes away from your energy systems, and you better go home and you better eat a shit ton or else you're not going to be able to do it tomorrow, right? And that's going to take away from your ability to kind of regulate the amount of carbs and calories that you're getting, blah, 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 blah. So down the road, if you want to be shredded to the bone, it's going to take away from your ability to go in and go roll for a couple hours every week. Because you have to regulate the amount of energy intake, and you have to train in a very specific way as to not overly tax the central nervous system because you're putting yourself in a calorie deficit, blah, 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 blah. Just listen to me when I say that it's very, I hope, a little bit more easy to understand that I say when you put more into that category of your character, it's going to take away from your ability to put more over here. And that is the way that in reality, when you're talking about human performance and human physique, that's what you have to get through your head. Okay? Boom. Last thing, probably the least important, most important to me. I want to talk about talking shit.
You want to talk some shit?
There has to be some rules. There has to be honor amongst the shit talkers. So much has been taken away from the shit talking game by the internet. The internet has taken away from shit talking. Why? Because kind of the same way with like political ideas, philosophical ideas, and self-help, now anyone can do it. And because anyone can, people feel like anyone should. And the reality was, like in 1995, there was only a handful of people that talked shit because there was only a handful of people that really knew that they were good at it.
Suck my dick, bitch. Fuck you.
There were people that had crashed and burned when they talk shit. You know why? Because there was instant feedback if it went wrong. You got your face broken in. Or people laughed at you because you tried to be funny thinking you were funny and you weren't funny. And people were like, listen, look at this douchebag. And now anybody can just go ahead and talk shit. And here's what I want to say. If you're going to be a fucking troll, I don't mind it. Go ahead, do your thing. Yeah, be a troll. I don't care. I don't normally give a shit. I don't normally pay attention when people are trolling me. I really don't. But the other day, this chick or this dude was trolling, was talking shit. And they were like, yeah, well, maybe you should take care of your beat up teeth. Or your maybe if you took care of dental health, that would all be better for you. And I was like, wait a second. If you want to talk shit on me and be like, your body isn't as good as you think it, you know, your hair is greasy or some shit, I'd be like, all right, well, look at you. You can't. Like, really? You're going to just, it makes me, it lets me know. Like, if you're going to talk shit about my teeth, you're not really even paying attention, right? You're just being a dick. You're just being a bitch. You're just throwing out negativity. And here's my rule. If you're going to be a troll, you have to have a non-private account. Because there's, like, you can't, how can you sleep at night if you're going to put that much effort into talking shit on other people and then be like, here's my fruity avatar that's not even my picture and it's private. So I have a picture of some bullshit anime instead of me, and you can't even access my account to retort. Bullshit. You want to talk some shit? Let's go.
Sup, fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie? Where you from?
I don't mind. I don't think it's even a problem. I don't even think it's a negative thing. If you want to be a troll, be a fucking troll. Be an edgelord. Go ahead. Do your thing. I was young once. If I had the internet when I was 20, when I was 15, oh my God, the shit I would talk. But fucking live up to it, okay? No shit talking, no living your life as a shit talker And then this one of these dudes, like I said, he was talking on my teeth. Really? Really? Come on. Sure. Okay. So you're not paying attention. You're just throwing out shit. And then I went to his account, and it was private, and it was a picture of some cartoon, some bullshit cartoon, right? It wasn't his picture. And it his, like profile statement was like, I live to talk shit. I talk shit all day. If you can't hang, then you don't, you know, I don't want to know. And I was like, wait, so your life is talking shit on other people, but you won't put a picture of yourself or allow other people to fucking come back and get some? Dude, come on. I'm assuming it's a dude. It could have been a girl. It could have been like an angry old woman. All I'm saying is shoot your shot, but come at least put effort into it. Right? Don't be like, Mike, maybe if you had better teeth, things would... Shut the fuck up. I chew tobacco all day, drink nothing but coffee, smoke so much crack and meth, and come on. And you're going to go there? Eat me.
Start some shit, bitch.
Thank you. Everyone, I love you. In this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember one thing. I do. Be good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.